Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I apologize if you got on at 9:00 because I am a couple minutes getting on late. For some reason, the dashboard wasn't working for me to log in this morning.
So what brings you and Greg?
Oops. And I would love to start off with just a getting here moment to be in our bodies and talk about how we reflect out to life what we want to come back from life. So in some ways, maybe I created this little technological snafu this morning, and we'll get to that in just a moment. So to begin with, if everyone that's listening and is not driving can just sit firmly in their chair, or stand is lovely as well, and feel their feet really strongly rooted on the floor or on the ground. I actually love to feel the tendrils of roots growing underneath my feet that are reaching down into the core of our planet, that electromagnetic center that holds us so dearly to this planet with the gravity. But there's also an energy source there that is where we can draw energy for our physical bodies. There's a reason why when people are flying, they say that one of the best things to do to get over jet lag is to go out in sunlight. And if you can, put your feet on the sand at the beach or put your feet on the earth without shoes so that you can ground into that time zone. And your body clock will reset much more quickly than trying to do it with coffee or going and taking a nap or waiting until it's the appropriate time to eat or sleep or get all worried about how the travel plans are going to go once you check in. So there's a part that's so important about our grounding, especially for us overly busy entrepreneurs, leaders, women from all walks of life, and men too, who live so much of their time in their heads. And that's a great place. Our intellect has gotten us quite far, yet we have forgotten some of our basic, most in tune wisdom and intuition that we can find by listening to nature, by being in touch with nature, by actually being grounded in nature and in our bodies. So we start with that physical grounding, and then we call all of our energies to be here. And sometimes this takes longer than others, and you get to the point where you can actually do it pretty quickly. And one of the easiest ways that I do is just to all of the pieces that are scattered around me, and I know where most of them are. They're with my children, with my family, with what's on my calendar. I'm very attached to my calendar. You know, with any loved one that may have something going on right now that we're kind of just keeping an eye on them, an energetic connection with them. And something that may have happened, like getting to this call, to getting to listen, you know, maybe you were scrambling to do something else before, you know, for me it was to get the login right, and for some reason neither of my browsers would log into Blog Talk Radio. It was very strange. So whatever that was that happened before we got to this moment, let's let that just go. If we want to revisit it, it'll always be there for us in some kind of memory form, which really doesn't exist anyway, for us to go back and play with. But right now, let's let all of that go. Let's all the future plans we have let go. All of our loved ones will be fine if we actually pull our energy back into ourselves and take care of us for a change. So that's the centering, so grounding, centering. And then the third piece to being here in this moment is being in our presence, all of us. That means all parts of us, which is our energetic system, it is our spiritual system, it is our connection to the divine. So Some people have connection to various forms of guides or angels or Jesus or, you know, whatever you want to call that connection to your most high self. Your divine connection is what we're calling in now. And just allow that. I kind of view mine as a golden blanket that just kind of showers down on me, and then I can wrap it around. And as I wrap it around my body, it actually permeates and goes into my system, calming my nervous system, my electrical system, calming any irritation or something in our body that is calling us to distract us from this moment. Just to calm it all down. And then calling in some beautiful deep breaths to totally anchor us into this moment. And I have a funny story to tell. When we talk about mirroring and what we are broadcasting out there, just like I'm broadcasting this message to you, I will attract situations, people, opportunities that will hear this or not hear this based on who I am and how I am projecting. And the interesting thing last night is I was presenting on at a small mastermind thing on overcoming overwhelm. And in the group, I found it fascinating that I had a gentleman in there that was probably the most disciplined of all entrepreneurs I've ever met, very organized in his time and in his calendar. And at first, I could tell that he was like, I don't even have overwhelm. I don't know what you're talking about. But the more he listened about the various components and how to intentionally calendar and plan for the time to take care of himself. And we actually, I think he actually chose to call that time on his calendar every week sacred time for me and for the investment in where his next phase of his business growth is going to be. He kept saying, I don't have time to plan for that. And it was because he wasn't able to fit another thing onto his calendar because it was so well micromanaged. And the interesting thing about this is when I first was afraid that I had attracted a group of people who didn't need my topic, it was fascinating how everybody took away something. And that was my intention, that everybody take away one point, one piece, one nugget that will change their life in some way for the best, for the better. And when I heard that in his action items about how he's going to do things differently and how he was going to invest in his future and the places that he wants to go with his business that really got him jazzed, that made me feel so good. So what I'm wanting to say is that intention piece is a huge part of our how we broadcast. If we intentionally plan and see the results that we want to create, a lot of times that's what will come through and create that in the future, in our next endeavor. If we feel, and you may know this, if you pick up the phone and you're feeling like, I don't want to make this phone call, it's going to be awful, I feel awkward, I don't want to do this, then it's going to be awkward. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be less than positive. And one of the ways that I even like to do that is I actually just say, you know, I have not been looking forward to this phone call, and yet I know it's something that we need to do. And just presence it and say, this is what's going on, versus trying to pretend like it's not there. And even doing that when we're connecting with partners for business or a strategic alliance potential or a potential client that we would love to enroll into our programs. And this, I'm speaking to myself here, because I get so worked up about what the call is going to be like, and I have no idea. So calling from a place of, I truly want to connect and find out how you are. And yes, I'd love to talk to you about my programs, but that's not the full purpose of this call, because that may or may not be what's next for you. Because I'd love to know what's going on with you. What is next for you? So to get back to the mirroring piece, besides the what most women leaders do is they are not grounded, they are not centered, and because their energy is managing several projects at once, they come across as scattered. They are not able to be as clear and focused in their conversations at times because they have so many things going on. What I absolutely love, I had a doctor for about 15 years who I absolutely loved. He was my OBGYN. And what he would do is he would do the exam, you know, when you're naked, and then he would say, okay, get dressed. I'll see you in my office. And when I went into his office, the nurse wasn't in there. His desk was clear. He could look me in the eye and focus directly on me, on how I was and asking questions and letting me know if there was a situation that, like, I had to have surgery. You know, he had to explain that to me. But I felt very like he was totally focused on me. And that is how we want others to feel. That is how I want to feel. And I know you've been there where you're either at a networking event or a party or even talking with a family member and you're explaining something that's truly important to you and you can see them looking over your shoulder or that kind of glaze goes across their eyes like, I am not tuned into you. Or whatever, and it is so frustrating, and it makes us feel bad. And actually, it's not our issue, it's theirs, but it doesn't feel good to be ignored or not listened to. And so it is so rare when somebody actually does look us in the eye and is engaged and uses those, yes, so tell me more about that, or I'd be curious to hear about how this went for you or truly interested in what you have to say. That's the kind of coming from that place is way more engaging and will connect more whether you're networking or just connecting in a social environment or with friends, families, colleagues. They will feel totally on board with you, totally able to hear you, if you are so engaged in them that they feel that they feel safe. And it creates almost an intimacy, or it creates the space for true engagement to happen. The other thing about mirroring I think is funny. Last week we had several days in a row of rain, nonstop rain. And it... for this time of year, it was unusual, and people were getting really tired and of walking through puddles and carrying their umbrellas and getting wet all the time. And there, you could tell the people who were annoyed by it because they were the ones whose umbrellas would screw up. They would get to the car and couldn't find their keys. They'd be cussing and be angry. And I thought, ooh. You know, you don't want to be around that kind of energy. And then the people that had gotten up that morning, maybe done exercise or meditated or whatever, but were going about their day like, huh, it's raining. Too bad. It's not going to stop me. I'm going to go on about my business because I've got a full life that I'm here to create. Their attitude was creating a different energy space around them. And when people are in that energy space, they want to engage with you. You'll get more smiles. Haven't you ever noticed that when you're smiling because you're happy, especially like that time when you're newly in love or something really wonderful just happened to you and everything just flows after that. People open doors for you. They'll throw in an extra something with your coffee. Just it feels like when life is good, it just keeps getting better. And the same when you're spiraling downward. And that is a prime example of how can we shift our internal mirror so that we are not creating what we don't want. And that's the problem, is many of us think about what we don't want to happen, and that's what happens, versus, I wonder how this would look if this happened, and think about a more positive or the best outcome that might happen. That is where we want to go. So there's an exercise that I would love to just go over really quickly here before we end our time, and that is called What Am I Projecting? And we teach this to women in the Art of Feminine Presence classes and workshops, and it's fascinating because where we're coming from very often, and I'll just use a networking situation since most of us are familiar with that, where we walk into a room, we may not know anybody, and we are feeling uncomfortable. We're very self-conscious, and I'm speaking for myself here of my experiences. And a lot of times we'll be somewhat nervous, and when people ask how we are or what we're doing or what, you know, hello, it's nice to meet you, and we introduce ourselves with our little elevator speech, it's forced, it's memorized, it's in a breathless way, and it's like I'm speaking now, fast and not very conscious and not grounded into our bodies. So what we project that we want people to like us, I want her to like me. I want that person to be a new client. Oh, my gosh, there's that person. They scare me and intimidate me, but I would so love to meet them. So all of these things are going on in our mind, and that tends to be what the people are meeting first. Before we even open our mouths, they are picking up on that energy. So let's stop before we walk into that imaginary networking space, like even as we're getting out of the car to walk into the building. Do our grounding, feel our legs fully connected to the ground. Take some deep breaths. Let some of that energy and that anxiety just work its way through our body and allow our chest to open. Because when we breathe in a short, constricted way, it'll come across in our voice. So by the deep breathing, opening our chest, like even putting our shoulders back and down in our body, concentrating on our lower half of our body so that we're coming from that grounded space. And then when we walk in, we beam through our eyes. I am so glad to be here. I know that I'm going to meet the right people, and I'm just looking forward to connecting because I'm here in service. I'm here to connect. And that's all we want to project, is that I'm here to connect. Coming from that radio station, that broadcast station, will allow us to find something with every person we meet that will allow us to connect. It might be saying something about, oh, I see, you know, from your name tag that you work at such and such company. Do you know this person? Or, oh, I've always been intrigued with the mission of that nonprofit. Can you tell me what is your role there? It's so amazing when we come from a place of curiosity and wanting to truly connect and opening our heart and being grounded in our own body, that will also be projected out in front of us in a way that makes anyone that we're connecting with feel safe. Like, oh, she doesn't just want something from me. You know, she's not here to collect 10 business cards. She sounds like she's really interested in me. Excuse me. So I would love to hear from anyone who practices this. I've got a networking thing this afternoon, and I'm going to practice it again, even though I've done it many times. but it's a kind of a nerve-wracking thing because it's called City of Experts, and they're looking for potential speakers and authors and local experts to promote in the city and in the region for conferences and to help us get booked and help us get more known. So it's a very important space for me to show up in my feminine and powerful, wise woman leader self so that I can not just make a good impression, but project this is what I'm here to do. So I'm curious. I would love to hear from anybody who plays with these exercises and sees if there is a shift in how life mirrors back to you when you are really attending your own inner mirror and your inner broadcast. So until our next time together, I wish you a wonderful week. And stay tuned, because in 2 weeks I am going to do a webinar and promote it so that we can have folks call in and ask questions, and there will be someone who will get a little bit of micro-coaching on a topic. So stay tuned, and I will promote that next week. Till our next time together, take care and stay in your home. It's your power center.